takeaway.
You know, I still would like for him to go ahead and take shots, but that's not his, you know, way. That's not his thinking, and he's always going to take the upper road on this one. I listened a little bit. Colin also mentioned it, and I read what he had to say. He takes little bits of shots, subtle shots, but if you don't, that's reading between the lines when he doesn't mention somebody like Belichick by name. I know he's like coaches, teammates, players, doesn't get very specific. And what does he mean when he says doing the same thing year after year has its own challenges, could be comforting, and, you know, you lose sight on other stuff. What's the other stuff? You know, what does he have to prove? He wants to prove that he could do it without Belichick. That's what I keep thinking. What does he want to prove? Not that he can win it with another team. It's that he can win it with another team without Belichick. That's what he wants to prove, that he is the greatest of all time, whether Bill would have been around or not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I haven't read it yet. It just came out a couple of minutes ago. So, but the fact is, I find it interesting that he doesn't come out and say anything specifically about Bill Belichick, does he? I mean, I'm talking about as far as I want to try to win this thing for myself.
No,
he doesn't go there.
He only mentioned Belichick by name once, and it was in reference to him being drafted in the phone call that he got.
Okay.
But look, he took shots here. Read between the lines all you want, Arnie, but he took shots here. He made it very well known. My biggest takeaway was he wants the challenge of playing longer than anyone's ever played at a high level. And he wants to be in a place that will allow him to meet that opportunity. And he was very, very clear that essentially the Patriots weren't going to give him that chance, so he had to move on. Maybe he didn't come out and say, Belichick's the reason I'm gone, but Belichick's the reason he's gone. And that was made pretty clear, again, when you read between the lines. He says, playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is a change, a challenge, and an opportunity to lead and collaborate and also to be heard. So the Patriots weren't giving him the opportunity, one, to play, two, to lead, and three, to be a part of the process anymore.
What do you mean they weren't allowing him to play? He played every snap practically for the last 20 years. Are you talking about this year?
Yeah, they didn't want him anymore.
So we've come to the conclusion that the Patriots absolutely wanted nothing to do with Tom Brady this year. That's
we always thought that. Well, we always thought that. Well, we could tell the way it was. The writing was on the wall last year. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
That's hard for me to stomach. I can't even imagine. I mean, it's not like he was terrible last year.
I still think, Arnie, and maybe you and I disagree on this, I still think that there was somewhere there was a money point where the Patriots would have brought Tom Brady back. And I don't know if that money point was $12 million, $21 million. I don't know. But evidently, 2 years, $50 million, fully guaranteed, him having control of everything, they were not going to go to that point. But I do think there was a money price point where eventually the two would have meshed.
Well, if that's true, and you're talking about the greatest quarterback of all time, and you're talking about an owner that thinks that it's like his second son and it's like his second father, then why didn't they start planning ahead? And you know they do plan ahead. Belichick is the king of planning ahead. Last year they told him, as I said, when they wouldn't give him the extra year. So they could have easily went ahead and worked this out and gotten the position where money wouldn't have been a difference. But now they're so hamstrung that it's really it's been too little too late for a long time.
All right, but and I think I asked this last week, so pardon the redundancy, but say they offer him $25 million for a year. Where's that money coming from? They have $1 million left against the cap.
Well, maybe they wouldn't have. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a fair question. Maybe they don't bring back McCourty. Maybe they don't bring back Slater. Maybe they trade Tooney. Maybe they get rid of Hightower. I don't know, but somewhere they could have found the money.
And it's not about the 1 year 25 now. It's what they could have done a year ago. So they could have gotten in position to have money available for Tom Brady, not make themselves so hamstrung. They could have been working on this for a year.
Well, it's interesting because Belichick's always been the king of letting people go just at the right time, you know, the year before everyone else thinks that it should happen. It'll be interesting to see what happens here.
I also think, Arnie, that Brady does want to stick it to Belichick now.
Of course.
But 3 months ago or so, or when they got eliminated against Tennessee in the playoffs, I don't necessarily think that was the motivation. I think that if Bill Belichick had said, hey, Tom, we want you, we still value you, we think you can help us win, I think he would have stayed there. But now I think there's some animosity and some malice there on Brady's part where he wants to stick it to Belichick and prove, you dope, you got rid of the wrong guy here. And he writes that. He says, the Buccaneers have welcomed me as one of their own. They want to listen to what I have to say. I'm excited to be embraced fully for what I can bring to the Bucs. And in turn, I'm ready to embrace fully a team that is confident in what I do and what I bring.
Yeah,
AKA, the Patriots weren't confident in any of those things, and these guys are.
Even the homer here admits that. That's right, written right there in clear English for you.
Well, a little misleading, because what he's saying is that he didn't get enough input. He didn't get enough say. But then, Brady, you've mentioned a bunch of times that we think that during the course of the year, he audibled, what, 80% of the time or something like that?
Well, that was Frosty Rucker, who's an old defensive lineman in the league, saying, I feel like quarterbacks have a lot of control. He gave us the 80% number, but that's no one on the Patriots.
But I always told you, I always thought that Tom Brady had the green light to audible 100% of the time. So maybe he's talking about before you even get on the game day football field. But when it came down to picking plays, there's no doubt in my mind Brady could have audibled every play and nobody would have said a damn thing except maybe Belichick behind closed doors.
I also think, Rich, before you go real quick, that – you know, maybe it's back to just in developing the game plan, et cetera. Maybe I've always thought, I don't think Brady wants as much control as Arnie thinks about personnel. But in terms of the game plan, in terms of how the organization is structured, in terms of what the mood is like, what the demands are, I think Brady would want some leeway in that talk, maybe, if not roster decisions.
I would think so, but was he in any position to talk about what team he ended up with? I mean, now I'm over the weekend, I'm hearing Chargers and Tampa, and that was it. And some other things I read said just Tampa. I mean, I think the thing that we're not hearing from him in that post at the Players Tribune is the fact that he may not have had a whole lot of choices of where he was going to end up, and he's going to say all the right things. I'm fully ready to embrace the great Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I'm going to take them to new heights and blah, 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 but I'm not sure he had a whole lot of choice.
Arnie, what do you think about the line Brady says? He says on a couple of different occasions, right now, I have things to prove to myself. Or he also said, at this point in my career, I only need to prove things to myself. He was tired of trying to have to prove himself to Belichick and have to play for – he didn't want to play for a contract. He didn't want to be given incentives. He didn't want to be have to sing for the supper is the line we use. And he's telling you that by the fact that he says, I only have to prove things to myself. Those are shots at Belichick, too. I don't want to prove myself to you anymore.
No, we're on the same page on that. It's a shame that somebody can play 20 years in the NFL, be the greatest quarterback of all time, and still feel like this. Do you think Michael Jordan ever felt like this, even after he left Chicago? Did he ever feel like, I've got something to prove, and they're pushing me out, and I never felt that. I never felt Wayne Gretzky had something to prove, maybe after the Edmonton trade to L.A., but we all knew he was the greatest of all time. It wasn't like he felt, I've got something to prove late in my career. I don't know. It just feels like Tom has something to prove.
Well, go after what you said. The Gretzky thing wasn't his doing. That was Peter Pocklington just running out of money and having to sell his soul, i.e. Wayne Gretzky. And the Jordan thing was because he wanted to play, for some bizarre reason, baseball. I mean, we forget about why he left Chicago in the first place.
What do you think, Rich, that Brady ultimately wants his legacy to be? What do you think he wants to be remembered as?
Well, see, that's tricky because he takes the high road with the media on everything. I mean, deep down, I think he would like to be known as the greatest quarterback of all time, but he never ever says anything like that. I mean, you'll never ever get that sentence out of him, but I really believe it. And if you hear it enough times, you hear the phrase GOAT enough times around you, you start to buy into it.
Arnie, what do you think?
First of all, yes, he wants to prove that he can win it and win it without Bill. But you know, could you imagine if he wins it with Tampa, he's going to have to take a shot at the Patriot fans? I could see him say something like, this is the most important Super Bowl win than all the other ones combined. Sure, because it's the one without Bill Belichick. And when you say something like that, you'll be spitting in the eye of the Patriot fans, because he will say that, I promise you, if he won the Super Bowl, he'll say, this means more to me than all the other Super Bowls put together. And what a shot that will be.
It would, just like when Gronk said, this means more to win the 24/7 belt than anything that's ever happened in my sporting career. I almost threw up right on my living room floor when I heard him say that.
I love that.
I think, though, Arnie, you're taking it from the micro view. You're saying that that's what Brady would say this year.
Yes.
I'm looking down the line. What does Brady want to be remembered as? And for me, I think he wants to be remembered as the greatest quarterback, the greatest winner, and the guy who did it longer than anybody else.
But he's already that. He's already the greatest quarterback, the greatest winner, and the GOAT. He's already all that right now today as we stand, Brady. So what's the one thing left? Winning it without Belichick. Yeah. That's the only thing left.
The one thing left, I think, is Brady playing at a high level deep into his 40s. And Belichick wasn't going to give him the opportunity to do that. I don't know that it's as much about just trying to do it without Bill. I think it's trying to do it for a long time. Brady thinks he can do it at a longer time than Belichick thinks he can. And so therefore, yeah, now he's got some malice and animosity where he wants to go and stick it to Belichick and say, you made a mistake in letting me walk out this door. And that's what's driving him right now. I don't think, though, it's solely just, I want to prove I can win without Bill. I want to do it longer than Bill's letting me do it.
And well, I think he's put himself in a good position to be able to accomplish something in the eyes of the fans. And the fact that he's going to an obscure 7-9 team right now. I mean, if he could turn that team into 9-7, especially 10-6, he's going to be beloved down there. I mean, he's going to be anyway.
That wouldn't be enough for me, by the way, if I'm Tom Brady. Not only do I have to win with Tampa and win a Super Bowl to prove that I could win without Belichick, and this is just my thinking, my crazy, unrationalized, just being a nut, I need the Patriots to go 0-16 also. I may not come out and say that, but if I'm Tom Brady, every time they lose, I have like a office in my wall with like a check mark or something. I'm loving it. I 0-16. Every loss is like a beautiful summer day for me.